Skagway voters reject the Tidelands lease in preliminary election results, and Friedenauer handily takes a borough assembly seat while Lapp and Gregg are tied at 411 votes. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. Preliminary election results show Skagway voters rejected a 35-year, multi-million dollar contract that would lease portions of the town's tidelands to a private company. But even though voters rejected the lease, they elected a mayor and assembly member who are supporters of it. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Hear ye, hear ye! The polls are now closed!
At 8 o'clock last night, election officials started counting votes in one of the most contentious and some say important elections in recent years. Skagway representatives began negotiating the new Tidelands lease with the parent company of White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad in order to access Tidelands for what they call the Gateway Project. The Gateway Project is an effort to clean up contamination in Skagway's port and to expand facilities to welcome larger cruise ships and, they hope, other commerce. The railroad has leased city tidelands for 40-plus years. The proposed lease would have extended that relationship another 35 years, but with different terms.
The issue on the ballot will affect Skagway for a long time, and most of us who are voting plan on staying here in Skagway, and it may affect us. So we're coming out to vote in bunches.
That's Skagway Election Board President Barb Broderson. She was there as 416 residents cast their votes. When you add that number to about 140 absentee ballots, it's an especially high turnout in the community of around 1,000 people. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch was also there.
It feels like the community feels it's important. You know, there's just been a lot of talk about it. I think it shows that people are really care about this election.
Outside City Hall, I heard divided opinions from Skagway voters. One woman said the lease issue had grown so contentious that she almost didn't vote. And when she did cast her ballot, she explained that she felt so conflicted about it, she probably wouldn't tell anyone how she voted. But some residents were willing to share.
I think that it was a good deal.
That's resident Mike Konsler, who voted for the lease.
I know the people that were negotiating, and I feel like that they had the good of the town in mind.
Yeah, I voted against it.
That's Eric Emery.
More than anything, I think dock control. I think that is, you know, an extremely important stream of revenue for this community, and to give it to a company that's not even, you know, an Alaskan company, I think is maybe a little bit wrongheaded.
Turns out the majority of voters fell on Eric's side of the argument. In a vote of 278-136, Skagway residents told their government that they were not happy with the proposed lease.
Well, this is what we needed to find out from the community.
That's Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer. Even though initial results show voters rejecting the lease, the same voters elected back into office representatives who support the contract. Schaefer is one of them. He garnered 258 votes, and his challenger, Roger Griffin, a vocal opponent of the lease, received 140 votes. Here's Griffin.
I'm just really happy to hear about the results on the lease. I can't tell you. I think that's just superb.
Griffin said he was disappointed not to be elected mayor, but he has faith Schaefer will do a good job. Voters also overwhelmingly elected another lease advocate, Steve Burnham Jr., to serve a second term on the borough assembly. He garnered 264 votes. Burnham says he's flattered to be reelected. As far as the lease vote goes,
so it's really important to just for us to look at all those responses and votes and try to analyze where we got off the rails.
He thinks one of the assembly's shortcomings in the process was communication.
The lease explanation side was not done nearly as well as we had hoped.
Burnham has a big enough lead that it's likely he'll retain one of the two open borough assembly seats. As for the second one, it's a close contest between Jay Burnham and write-in candidate David Brenna. Jay Burnham received 186 votes, and Brenna received 148. There are 100-plus absentee ballots that will not be counted until Thursday, so Burnham and Brenna are left waiting until then. Burnham has said he supports the lease, but after the overwhelming rejection from the voters...
Well, the Tidelands vote, I was surprised at the numbers of that. That definitely says that it's got to be looked into again.
Brenna agrees.
I hope that they take it to heart that the current assembly has not been in step with the citizens of Skagway.
Brenna says if he does end up getting on the assembly, the first thing he would want to see done is an economic analysis of the various options around ownership and control of the Tidelands.
The fact that the city has not done economic analysis on the various scenarios is very disturbing and naive on their part.
The one other write-in candidate for assembly is Mavis Irene Henriksen. She gained 64 votes in the preliminary results.
I don't plan on going away. I intend to work harder on getting people to realize that we have to broaden our economy.
Election results will be finalized on Thursday afternoon. They're set to be certified by the Borough Assembly at a 5:30 p.m. meeting. The Assembly has also talked about contracting with a third-party organization to conduct a post-election survey of voters. The survey would ask why residents voted the way they did on the lease question. Then the Assembly will have direction from the public on what to do next. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Emily Files.
KHNS will continue to report on election results and citizens' reactions to the lease vote in coming weeks. Margaret Friedenauer took the majority of votes in the race for Haynesboro Assembly on Tuesday, while Jerry Lapp and Tresham Gregg are tied at 411 votes each. There are still more absentee and question ballots to count, however, so the race for the second seat is still ongoing. With most of the votes counted, Friedenauer was the clear winner Tuesday, securing a seat on the Haynesboro Assembly with 629 votes. On the phone, just minutes after the results were announced, Friedenauer was excited and grateful. She said, now the real work begins.
I guess I just want to make people proud. That's a lot of votes. That's a lot of support. So it's a little nerve-wracking. But I want to remember that I represent people who didn't vote for me, too. And I think, and those people I don't always see eye to eye with. So I think I'm going to make that my challenge.
In the race for second place, Lapp and Gregg remain deadlocked. There are still a maximum of 34 additional votes that could be counted. I'm going to say that again. There are still 34 additional votes that could be counted. If some don't come back to the borough, there will be less than 34. Those include question ballots and absentee votes expected by fax and mail. According to Haynesboro Clerk Julie Causey, 9 ballots have not been returned that were mailed out. Lapp said shortly after the results were announced that he expected a close race. He said that if he gets a seat on the assembly, the minor offenses ordinance will be one of the issues he'd like to address.
Well, one of them, yeah, we'll get that minor offense ordinance cleaned up. That'll be the biggie.
Friedenauer agreed that the ordinance, which has now prompted locals to circulate a petition asking the assembly to reconsider their vote, needs work. But she said it's just one of the big local concerns that she's looking forward to tackling.
I suppose the boat harbor needs to be dealt with, and that might be dealt with before we even get on the assembly, but minor offenses, because that's what everyone's talking about, that needs to be addressed. So I guess I want to dig into that just because that's what people are calling for.
Results in Haynes were slightly delayed when a card used in the voting machine wouldn't print the results. A backup card was used, which meant the election officials had to feed ballots back into the machine to get the total and then the printout. All the tallies matched up, and when the second card was used, all went smoothly, according to Causey. The delay came when the 570 ballots had to be re-entered into the machine. The two seats opening up on the Borough Assembly in Haynes are currently occupied by Joanne Waterman and Dave Berry Jr. Each seat has a 3-year term. This will be Friedenauer's first stab as an elected official.
So it's my first election for anything since 7th grade student council, so of course I'm surprised. I mean, I was getting a lot of support, but I was hearing from a lot of people who were supportive, but you don't always hear, you don't always run into the people who say, sorry, I'm not voting for you. So, yeah, I'm surprised. I went up against a guy who has served a long time on the assembly, and I went up against somebody who has lived here their whole life, and I'm just really honored.
Like Lapp, Greg expected the race to be close. He said Wednesday that being an artist has given him the ability to be patient and roll with whatever comes.
You know, when you're an artist, you actually live in a world of relative uncertainty. You don't really expect anything at all. You know, you hope that the desired result will be achieved, but expecting it is always difficult because then you're up for disappointment.
Greg said public input and community participation when it comes to the town's big issues is a priority. He thanked the voters and his opponents and said he's looking forward to the chance of making Haines a better place to live.
Well, I'm kind of excited about ways to make the economics of Haines more viable for those of us who live here and are trying to make our living here in Haines.
In the uncontested race for Haines School Board, newcomer Inez Gross collected the most votes with 651. Mike Wilson was second with 578, and Sarah Chapel picked up 558. There were 22 write-in votes. For assembly members, election canvass will happen on October 13th, with certification and the swearing-in of new members on October 27th. Absentee ballots postmarked October 6th or earlier and received by Tuesday will need to be added to the count. Outside the polling location at the Chilcat Center, voters were steadfast in the quest to choose a candidate that would find the balance between leading and listening. Angie Pappas said after she cast her vote that she's hoping new faces on the assembly will bring new ideas.
A lot of people are so dissatisfied with the way so many things have been going that I think a lot of people are hoping that this vote might just change, maybe skew attitudes a little bit.
Common threads among the voters were concerns over the minor offenses ordinance, the Boat Harbor expansion, and another recent issue that has raised hackles among many in town.
Another issue that's important to me is what's going to happen with HARC and animal control. And I've been in this town for 35 years, and I know just how many animals will be wandering the streets if HARC is not here to help us. We have come so far in just a few number of years because of HARC.
That's Greg Podziki. He said no matter how well he knows a candidate, this is a small town after all, he listens to the candidate's views and ideas carefully before choosing who will represent him.
I never have my mind made up until I really investigate and see what people want. It doesn't matter if they're a friend of mine or not a friend of mine, I vote for the person who I think is going to do a better job.
This year, voter turnout was around 36% in Haines. The unofficial number of total voters is 813 out of 2,228 registered. Just a reminder that election results are still unofficial until they are certified later this month. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.